Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
They're not going to have to wait long before my name is called.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hey Wichita, it's Jacob Albrock. Stay right there for the latest breaking in sports talk. It's Sports Daily, coming up next, exclusively on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Jim Rome here with your Rome Report. Per usual, did the Knicks choke last night in the Garden, or did the Atlanta Hawks rip Game 2 from them? And per usual, the answer is yes. You blow a 14-point lead at home, miss that many open shots, clank that many free throws, and fail to take care of the rock, then yes, of course, they went into the tank. But credit CJ McCollum for turning back the clock and going off for 32. Jonathan Kuminga for coming off the bench and catching fire, and head coach Quinn Snyder for turning Mike Brown inside out. And yes, Brown is catching a lot of heat today for having his two best players, Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns, on the bench for two long stretches. And no, that doesn't make any sense, but it's not like those two were doing enough when they were on the floor. No one who matters thought the Knicks would get out of the Eastern Conference this year anyway, but asking them to get out of the first round is not too much to ask. Or with this crew, maybe it actually is. I'm Jim Rome. And remember, you can follow me on Instagram at Jim Rome. Jim Rome here. True story. I married the best person I've ever met, Janet. And not only that, but the best mother I know. So would it not stand a reason that I would get her the very best gift for Mother's Day? Aura Frames. What an absolutely amazing product. I love it so much. And more importantly, she does. Save on gifts that moms love at AuraFrames.com. For a limited time, get $25 off the Carver mat frame. That's the one we have. You have to use the code Rome, R-O-M-E. Support the show by mentioning that Jim Rome Show at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply. AuraFrames.com.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org. And help build homes and rebuild lives.
Book them now.
Really? I mean, is that going to be a thing now?
You like it? Thanks, Ketchy.
What are you looking at? Go.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Ah. Aloha, Mr. Hyde.
Welcome in, everybody. Glad to be here with you. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland. It is a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday, and we are having some fun here on Sports Daily. Rocking and rolling. It's a busy Wednesday. We've got the NFL draft now just one day away. We have portal movement, sort of, to get to. The Royals have won a game, and we've got friends in to help us get through it all. We'll have Joshua Briscoe in to preview the Chiefs draft. We'll have Shreyas Lotta in to talk the latest with KU. We've got you in to help us. 869-1240 is the phone number to call. You can also reach us via our video streams on Facebook, on YouTube, on X. Glad to be here with you this morning in all of those places. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected as well and listening to us on the Odyssey app. All of the great stuff coming your way this morning is what's on tap. Brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring Caddy Snack, Wichita's golf beer. Caddy Snack Blonde Ale, refreshingly crushable, makes the perfect pairing from the first tee to the 19th hole, no matter the score. Caddy Snack reminds you to beer the ball. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. TJ, good morning. How are you?
The grass is greener, the sky's bluer, Jacob. The streak is over.
The streak is over.
Walk now around with a little bit of pep in your step today, Royals fans. You're allowed to, what time is the game today? Is it a 2 o'clock game?
It's a 1 o'clock game, I think.
Is it a day game? All right. You've got about, 5 hours to walk around with a little pep in your step before you may get let down again. But for now, they're winners in the most wild way fashion that you could have last night. That game
sometimes,
was awesome.
Sometimes to exercise the demons, you got to work real hard. And they did last night. It was two different comebacks. a blown lead and a walk-off wild pitch. But, you know, that is pretty perfect.
Sometimes, Jacob, baseball paints a picture that only sickos like you and I can enjoy. Like when you have the non-baseball fan watch it, they're like, why are – the score is 2-1. Like there was no home runs, a sack fly. Like what are we watching here? And then like last night, that's the one that you turn on or it's like you want to learn about baseball, watch this game. It's good stuff last night.
It really was like a true like you're gonna have to pull out all the stops to win a game and end this streak.
I mean it's literally every loss that they had in this streak felt like it was the most unimaginable way. Not unimaginable because we've seen it, but like it was unbelievable. Like you know, people I've made the point multiple times about like a string of bad luck only is a string of bad luck till it becomes a trend. But like how many late game leads can you blow? Like it's hard to do that.
It's hard to do it. They've done it in this win streak. They have blown leads of some kind. I believe they said last night in the broadcast, 6 of the 8 games, they've had leads at some point in those games. They're just look, when it's going wrong like that, everything falls apart. And we saw it in just about every way you could see it. And lo and behold, this time, they come back a couple of different times. You get to the ninth inning and you feel like they had this golden opportunity and they almost blow it again and they get a wild pitch score on that. And it's like, all right, it's over. We're done. Let's get the hell out of here and go home. Like, no more. We can't. They can't take this one from us. Let's go. Let's leave. Let's start over, whatever. But they get it done. It was the most like rage-inducing win ever. Like we're in that position, and it felt like they were going to screw it up in the ninth.
Yeah.
Back-to-back walks to start the inning. And you're just like, there is no way. Like they're gonna not capitalize here, and they're going to come up and give a 3-run home run up. John Schreiber is going to come in the 10th and give up a 3-run bomb, and they're going to lose again.
They brought Strawman, who gave up a run the other day, I believe. And it was like, well, come on, Strom. Like, show us you're worth something here. And then gave up the run, obviously. And then they bring Ursae again. And it's like, okay, it's tie game because that's Massey at the home run. And then it's leadoff walk to start the inning. And I'm like, son of a gun. What is going on? And then he got a double play. So all is well. But
All is well. All is well. Now they can start a win streak.
Now they're going to move.
Now they're going to move places. That's the big news.
Is there a big hunk of irony? Or maybe not irony, but like, is it perfect that we sat here and said that, like, man, they want a bunch of public money to move downtown and do all this stuff, and they're losing a bunch of baseball games, and they're going to announce it on the heels of coming off of a win, one win in 10 days?
I imagine John Sherman's had a little butt puckering. I imagine he's sent a few messages downstairs.
Yeah. Like, you know guys, how bad that would suck to have to go to that press conference today where it's presumed that they'll announce that stadium and have to sit there and say like thank you the city for giving us $600 million and have to answer the questions about why is your team so terrible right now?
Yeah. Why is Matt Quatraro bunting in the 6th against a struggling pitcher, John? Why do you think that's happening? Why do you guys keep giving the ball to John Schreiber in key situations late in the game, John?
Yeah. John, do you imagine there's a world where John Schreiber pitches in this new ballpark?
No. That far down the road in 2031?
2030 is what Mayor Q says. 2030. Four years.
Okay. 2030.
No, John Schreiber will not be pitching in that ballpark.
Of the current roster.
I bet a good chunk. It's different than the Chiefs. Like, I feel like the Royals will have. I mean,
Michael Garcia, Bobby Witt Jr., Jack Caglione would Vinny be my best mark. Guess.
Yeah. Vinny question
at,
mark.
And Carter Jensen would be my best guess at who will be remaining.
Yeah.
And I can't even of the starting pitchers.
I mean, you could say Noah Cameron, but he's an old rookie.
I'd like to say Cole Reagans, but
yeah,
I don't know. Chris Bubich, I think, is going to get traded.
Daniel Lynch is still kind of young, right?
Yeah, but he's got a lot of years of service.
True.
Like, you know, Daniel Lynch, by the way, needs to be an option in the 8th or 9th inning. He looks really good this year. We'll get into all of that. We've got draft talk coming with Joshua Briscoe. We've got KU talk coming as well. TJ, I watched about 12 minutes of a playoff game last night in the NBA. Ooh. I put on Lakers Rockets right after I saw the end of the Spurs game, which was pretty great. Missed shot to win it. Put on the Rockets Lakers, and I was tuned in for most of the first quarter.
I had backup, television on in the background of the Spurs game. But I saw the Wimby injury. That's freaking terrifying.
That's horrible.
Tall of a dude going down that fast.
It's horrible. Also,
I saw somebody say, is like, he's entered concussion protocol. It's like, well, yeah, we figured about the concussion. Is his jaw broken? Look how hard he hit the floor.
It's a long way to fall. Yeah. But that's also happening. We've got all kinds of fun stuff today. Man, that by the way, as the Royals snap out of theirs, the Mets do not. Now up to 12-game losing streak. For
Royals aren't the worst team in baseball.
The second highest payroll in baseball.
That's so brutal.
And that them,
Soto, there's a conversation now about Soto's missed like 2 weeks with that injury that he had. And it was like a tweak of something. Like it wasn't a drastic thing or something. And now it's like, man, you are getting paid more than anybody in baseball. Like, can you play? When are we going to be able to do
get
this?
Get out there. Yeah, I look at that and it reminds me, and like it should remind all of us, and this is where Royals fans can maybe find their solace. The problem with the Royals is some of the issues have now been plaguing them since the second half of 2024. But yep. Baseball's weird, man. Baseball, weird things happen. Again, I've said this before, like if we're in August, if the Royals play about like we expect them to this year and we're in August and they lose 7 games in a row, we're annoyed. But we're not panicking. This is panic time because it's April. But they snap out of it last night. We'll look ahead to the rest of the series, the rest of the week with them as well. Let's delve in to a little bit of the news of the day. There's actually a few portal things we need to mention. So maybe we get into that off the top here. We'll get into Chiefs talk. We've got all kinds of fun stuff coming on Sports Daily on a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. Happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday to all those who celebrate.
Sports Radio KFH.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.